With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Welcome to The Favorites. This is the Super Contest Edition. I am Chad Millman of the Action Network. And today, as I am every Friday, I am joined by the sunglass-wearing, cowboy hat-topping, vaping machine, Blackjack Fletcher, at Blackjack Fletch on Twitter, my Action Network brother.
How you doing, buddy?
I feel like you're more than my Action Network brother.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing for me, last week, by the way, our podcast is just blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the number of listeners is insane. But and now we have sponsors. That didn't take long.
Again, you're welcome.
Quality knows quality.
That's right.
Last week, we had talked about how, like, you know, you and I have different dining habits, and you came to the podcast one day sporting a couple of 24-ounce cans of the banquet beer.
Sure did.
And, you know, smoking a mango vape.
Yep.
And my morning routine is more like green tea and almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned I like, you know, a lot of Mediterranean fruits. I like figs. I like dates. Last week, you brought me a plate of figs, a bottle of amaretto, and a packet of, like, cashews and almonds.
Mm-hmm.
All of it was delicious, and it made my day. Today, what have you brought me?
Today, we have some organic deglet dates.
Amazing.
Some miniature chocolate croissants. Again, the packet of nuts, because I know how you feel about your almonds.
Yeah.
And a bottle of Grand Marnier for us to start our morning with.
Well, listen, I've got like four or five just incredibly important meetings today. But I'm going in lit, brother.
That's my guy.
How do we get the fine folks at Cadence 13 to sponsor our morning buffet? Let's work on that.
We do. And I'm glad we have sponsors. And I want any other potential sponsors out there to know that I will shamelessly represent any product that is sponsored on this show. So,
by the way,
you will get your money's worth.
Cheers to that. Let's have a little sip of Grand Marnier on that, right? Wow. That is like a fruity, poisonous pleasure.
Yeah, it is. Orange cognac, baby. 10:30 in the morning.
It feels like I should light my mouth on fire.
Yeah.
And someone should be serving me a flambéed dessert.
That's it. We're going to flambé these dates.
If you don't know what we do in this edition of the podcast, we do the Favorites podcast three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The Friday edition is when my friend, my brother, Blackjack, and I go through every NFL game, and we have to agree on five games against the spread by the end of the show that we are going to enter into the Westgate Super Contest. This is the biggest NFL pick'em contest in the world. If we win the contest, then we win $1.4 million. Did not start off well for us, Blackjack.
First 2 weeks were rough. We did not have our legs under us. But last week, we brought the Mediterranean spread out. We got a little bit loose with the amaretto. And we did better.
Well,
we did better. We had a winning week.
Listen, the only thing I like better than figs and amaretto are dates and Grand Marnier.
Well, then this should be a great week.
So let's kick it off. We were 3-2 last week. Let's not dilly-dally. Not to be confused with dilly-dilly. You know, if they wanted to come in. It's week four. Let's roll, Georgina.
Hello, this is Georgina. Welcome to my podcast featuring Millie Monster and Blackjack. 3-2 last week. Way to go, guys. Maybe you actually won't finish dead last after all.
Wow.
Georgina's bringing the sass.
She really is.
Took her 3 weeks to completely co-opt the podcast and turn us into the fools that we are.
All right.
Here we go.
Houston at Indianapolis, Colts by one.
No brainer.
Colts.
Like, if we can't lock in... if we can't lock this in, like, without even a conversation... I never see you laugh like legitimately. Like, that's an authentic, you authentically laughed right there. What happened? Tell me why you started laughing. Can I get a pen, by the way,
because,
so I can make some notes here?
Because this is the game that everyone in the office all week long has been like, all right, well, you guys are going to be on the Colts this week. Good luck taking the Colts. And everyone's known that we're going to take it. It's the first game on the list. And I couldn't like it anymore if I tried.
I don't even understand. Here's what's interesting.
I don't get it.
This game opened on Sunday night. The Colts were 2.5-point favorites. I saw this and was so convinced that the number was going to go up,
mm-hmm.
that I bet the Colts at 2.5. Turns out I'm getting I like to get the best of the number.
Yeah, we got the worst of it.
Got so the worst of it.
You know, the only thing I can think of is that, you know, there are stats out there, and I've seen them, that if you're looking at teams that are 0-3 in week 4 against the spread, they're generally positive units there, and particularly if you're looking at, teams in a situation like Houston, it's a divisional game. But this spread is so damn low that you're essentially saying the Houston Texans are going to win this game, and they have shown you nothing through 3 weeks to give you any sort of confidence that they're going to beat a Colts team that really looks half decent. I mean, the Colts hung in there with the Eagles last week, had a chance to win that game. They beat the Redskins, who looked pretty good. And they were in it with the Bengals in week 1 in Andrew Luck's first game back in a year plus. So there's just no reason to take the Houston Texans here.
Couldn't agree more with you. We have a product at Action Network called Bet Labs. It's an amazing product. And like basically you can go through and put in all these scenarios and do all this research on every single matchup. And we've got this data going back, you know, to 2003. John Ewing is the guy who runs Bet Labs for us. He's always sort of in his little lab. John Ewing pointed out in a story on Action Network the other day that the Houston Texans were getting all the wise guy money and the line was moving that direction. And I slacked him. I'm like, John Ewing, I wrote at John Ewing, I don't understand why the Texans are getting all this action. And he came back to me with all this information.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically said, fuck you, John Ewing.
I know. I was really proud of you. I was really proud of you.
And you know what he said to me? Let's take this to the Side Action Channel.
Yeah. And you said something in there that makes all the sense in the world. You can have all the numbers you want about trends and things like that. And that's great. And it's useful information. But at some point, I've watched this team play 3 weeks and they're not that good. I mean, and you're talking about a line that's 1. If this were 5.5, I don't think we'd have the same take on it. But at 1, we're just picking the Colts to take this game?
1?
Yeah.
One?
I mean, yeah. I've watched these two teams. One looks markedly better than the other one. And oh, by the way, that team happens to be at home.
Well, not only is this a pick for me in the Super Contest, not only have I already played it at 2.5, I now have the Side Action Channel at the Action Network is where all of us go to make bets with each other. I now have a bet with John Ewing on the Colts. I don't even know what else to say.
Nothing. This is a winner.
Georgie girl.
Buffalo at Green Bay. Packers by 9.5.
God help me.
What? Why do you say that?
I want nothing to do with this game.
Yeah, I don't either.
Pass in every way. I don't want Aaron Rodgers on one leg. I don't want that offensive line. I don't want a Vikings team, Bills team that gets crushed by the Chargers at home and goes on the road and annihilates the Vikings. Nothing to do with it. Walking away. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Tampa Bay at Chicago, Bears by 3.
Who's playing quarterback for Tampa Bay this weekend?
I think it has to be Ryan Fitzpatrick. You have to ride that until the wheels come off it. And the wheels will come off it. But I also think it's a good thing for the Buccaneers to send a little bit of a message to Jameis Winston that you don't just get this job back right away. That, like, hey, this guy played well, you screwed up yet again, and we're taken out off the field. This guy played well, we're going to roll with him. And I think they stick with him until he has one of his Ryan Fitzpatrick three-interception games, you know, which could be coming. But I think he definitely plays this week.
That's great. We're paying you at the Action Network to give me an opinion.
You asked me who's playing quarterback for the Buccaneers. I answered your question. Are you drunk already?
I'm asking you a sec. I'm asking a follow-up, if I may.
Okay, then ask the question without editorializing,
what is this,
please.
A presidential news conference?
Yeah, Jim Acosta. Like... can we do it without the editorializing and just ask the question?
Can you give me an opinion on this game?
Yeah, I like the Buccaneers.
I hate the Buccaneers.
Why?
The Bears' defense is so good, they will blow up the Buccaneers. Who have the Buccaneers played on defense so far this year?
The Bears can get pressure. I give you that. The Bears have an excellent pass rush. But I think their secondary is susceptible. And the Buccaneers have shown that they have multiple deep threats that can burn teams there. Who have the Buccaneers played? The Philadelphia Eagles. They played the Philadelphia Eagles, whose secondary is markedly better than the Chicago Bears. And you know what Fitzpatrick did? He threw two 75-yard touchdowns. DeSean Jackson, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, those guys have all proven to be legit deep threats with Fitzpatrick. I'm not saying that the Bears can't get pressure. They can. But I think Fitzpatrick is going to score on that secondary.
You make excellent points. I forgot about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thank you.
I would like to make this game a maybe.
Fair enough.
Because we also have a story in the Action Network today about how the Bears defense will just completely stymie and stifle the Buccaneers offense. And that worries me.
Listen, it does worry me too, because the Buccaneers don't even try to run the ball. They don't even attempt it. So, yeah, it's disconcerting, but I do think that Fitzpatrick can beat that secondary.
Are you buying the liquor that you bring to the podcast at like a five and dime? I swear to God, I'm going to have like a hole in my stomach before the end of the show.
It's Grand Marnier. This isn't some knockoff.
Listen, I recognize knockoffs. I usually hire knockoffs.
I also bought you authentic Italian amaretto. I didn't go Di Serono. I went authentic Lazzaroni amaretto last week. That's an import, my friend.
It really is actually amazingly tasty.
Of course it is.
The orange accent with the dates.
Delightful.
Do people do this? Like, if I were to turn on the Food Network right now, would they be saying a great after-dinner aperitif is Grand Marnier and some dates?
You know what we're doing? We're living life European style, okay? They live life so much better over there. They're less stressed. They work less. They enjoy life more. That's what we're doing here, Chad. We're working. We're spending quality time with each other. And we're enjoying a lovely spread.
You know what we're going to do right now? Work with me on this. We're going to pull off a Dolphins mid-touchdown run high five.
What?
Put your hand up. Give me a five. Thank you. Georgina, move us along.
Miami at New England. Patriots by 6.5.
I want New England.
I want nothing to do with New England.
Can I tell you something? I knew you were going to say that. I was literally I was getting ready this morning, and I said to myself, I said, you know what? Let's not fight over the Patriots. Let's just pass it, move on. But then I said, no, you know what? No, don't do it. Don't do it. So I went, and I did some research.
That's a first.
It is. As you know, I operate off feel. Yeah.
That's how you drive.
It is how I drive. It's how I live life. And in their last five trips to Foxborough, the Dolphins have lost by an average of 16 points. Okay? The Patriots have not dropped three games in a row in the last, I don't know, 1,000 years. If you look at who the Dolphins have beat, they're 3-0, and I've been impressed by Tannehill. I think he's looked maybe better than ever. But the Dolphins have beaten the Raiders, the Jets, and the Titans, who are three of the worst five teams in the NFL, okay? They haven't done anything impressive. They've done what they need to do, what they're supposed to do, which is fine. But now you're going into Foxborough, where the last 5 years they've lost by an average of 16 points a game. The Patriots are off two losses straight up in a row. This has every possible making of a blowout.
I don't know if it's the Grand Marnier talking.
Oh, am I going to get it? Am I going to get the Patriots?
I kind of want to do it.
Yes. Yes. And it's only 6.5 here.
Right. And that's why, honestly.
At 7, I would
it's
pass
not,
this.
It's not because of your analysis.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You know it is.
It's because of the half point. 6.5 feels like it could be something that.
This feels like a 24-17 game, right?
Yeah. It feels like something we can take advantage of.
Yeah.
It's going to be a close game, a tight game. All right. I hate
yeah!
it.
Yeah!
I hate it, but I'm going to do it.
Detroit at Dallas, Cowboys by 3.
You want to talk about a game I hate? It's this game right here.
With this game, I feel like it's just so uncomfortably priced. We're talking about mm-hmm. the Cowboys and the Lions. What's really interesting to me, and Bob Scucci, bookmaker of the world, and I talked about this in the podcast on Wednesday. The Cowboys have all of a sudden become a team that for years was the public team. They are no longer a public team. In fact, like as of Wednesday, they were getting the fewest bets of any team
yeah.
on the board. And if I looked at the Action Network podcast, the Action Network app right now, where I can see the volume of bets coming in every single game, I'm going to see right now. Hold on. Let me see.
Millie Monster, that's terribly rude. Put your phone away.
Oh, no, he's on the app. Go download the app. It's free.
Wow. But that was – it's. How did she know? She's so good. She's the best. This game still has some of the fewest bets, literally the fewest bets of any game on the board. The Cowboys have the fewest bets of any game on the board. Scooch and I talked about how this is going to be a corner TV game, meaning like you put it on the corner because nobody's freaking betting it.
I mean, is there an outcome in this game that would surprise you? Because there's really not for me.
I'll tell you the outcome that's going to surprise me. Not the outcome that's not going to surprise me. We're passing.
Yes. Agreed.
We'll get to our next pick in a second. First, I want to talk to you about HelloFresh. Anyone who listens to the podcast knows we want to spend our time researching bets, and we want to spend our money making those bets, which means we need help feeding ourselves and feeding our families. You've got 3 plans to choose from. You can choose the classic. You can choose the veggie. You can choose the family. You can look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. You won't spend all night in the kitchen. Because recipes only take around 30 minutes. You can get delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving, plus free shipping, which means more money and time for betting. I like the fig pork. I like the Southwestern tacos. Listen, you can get a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first 3 boxes. Visit HelloFresh.com/favorites60 and enter favorites60. Again, that's a total of $60 off. $20 off your first 3 boxes. Visit HelloFresh.com/favorites60 and enter favorites60. All right, Blackjack, let's get on with the show.
Cincinnati at Atlanta, Falcons by 5.
Still like the Bengals?
I love the Bengals and their orange helmets as much as I love orange-flavored Grand Marnier. This week.
I kind of like them, too.
All right.
I kind of like them, too. I'm not sold on this yet. Tell me. Tell me why.
The Falcons' defense is in trouble, brother.
Yeah.
Like, they lost another Ricardo Allen this week. They lost another defensive back this week. Keanu Neal is out. Deion Jones is out. Like, they are getting, as we like to say in the dessert business, flambéed, right? The Saints
industry term.
The Saints just lit them up. The week after, the Panthers mm-hmm. just lit them up. And obviously, Andy Dalton is no Drew Brees. Giovanni Bernard is no Alvin Kamara. But who do they have that can play defense right now? Why are you looking at your phone?
Because I did research on this game as well, because I kind of like Cincinnati also. And here's what scares me about the Falcons. The Falcons go in without their left guard, both starting safeties, and middle linebacker. Devontae Freeman's not playing. But you look at the Falcons last week against the Saints. They put a ton of points on the board. So maybe you think, all right, well, the Falcons can score. Maybe they win a shootout. But their offensive line is 26th in pass blocking efficiency. Matt Ryan was excellent when he had a clean pocket. when he had pressure, he was awful. The Bengals defense can get pressure. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They can get pressure. I think they do. It wouldn't shock me if Cincinnati won this game.
What does it say that every single week we are all in on the Bengals and the Colts?
Yeah.
Does that mean that we're...
Millie Monster, please don't take Andy Dalton again. I really can't take it.
It's like Gina is studying our habits.
Really is.
What was that movie with Scarlett Johansson where, like, the robot, she plays the robot that I think it's Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with?
Her? Yeah, he falls in love with his OS.
It's like Georgina is the her, and we're Joaquin Phoenix. We're in love with Georgina, but she's also...
I am in love with Georgina.
She's also, like, in our heads and dictating what our decision should be.
Well, then we have to throw her a curveball because we can't allow her to do that. No. So we have to take the Bengals.
We again. Have to reclaim control.
We got to take the Bengals again.
Here's why I think we're doing this, by the way. I think we're sharp, and I think the bookmakers tend to shade against the Colts and the Bengals.
I agree.
We got two games going. We got
three.
Oh, my God, we do. No surprise. We got the Colts minus one against Houston. We got the Patriots, Jesus Christ, minus 6.5 over the Dolphins. I cannot believe we agreed to that. I might want to throw a challenge flag on that. And we got the Bengals plus 5 against the Falcons. Georgina.
New York Jets at Jacksonville. Jaguars by 7.5.
No, thank you.
Nope.
Georgina.
Philadelphia at Tennessee. Philadelphia by 4.
Yes, please. 100%. Don't give me that look. Don't tap your cup. Don't even pass go.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
You're going to say, if you say anything other than, of course we're playing the Titans, because I was...
Whoa. No, we are not. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Someone go get the tape from week two of this podcast when we agreed that if the Tennessee Titans screwed us one more time, we were avoiding them.
No.
That you promised that.
No. No.
You promised it.
Won't listen to you.
We are not doing it. No.
Doing it.
No, we're not.
I am never again. Listen, I will never. No.
Chad, they fucked us in the first 2 weeks of this hard. Think about it. We took the Miami Dolphins. I mean, we took them against the Dolphins in week one. They lose with Mariota going out with his mysterious ailments and Blaine Gabbert comes in. Then in week two, we take the Houston Texans against the Titans. And what happens? What happens, Chad? The Titans come out and get a win. They decide to win the game. Okay?
Are we seriously doing
this again? Cannot back this team. We can't do it. This team is trash. They're unpredictable. You don't know what... You want to take them against Carson Wentz and the Eagles? Carson Wentz? Did you see how good he looked in his first game back against our Colts? And now you want to roll with the Tennessee Titans against that Eagles defense? How are they scoring on the Eagles, Chad? How?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Let's just say this is Blackjack Week. Okay? I'm giving you the Patriots. I'm giving you not the Titans.
Thank you. You already promised it.
But here's what I'm telling you. Look at me.
If I can't trust you, our relationship is going to have problems.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Okay? telling you right now. No, me.
I'm vulnerable right now.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now. A home dog with the road favorite getting a ridiculous amount of the money. That is a recipe for winning a game. Okay? I'm just telling you.
Chad, I agree with you in certain circumstances.
No,
not with this team.
That is the circumstance.
Not with this team.
That is the circumstance. I'm telling you right now, if you look back on history, you
second
look
rate.
At the home dogs getting so little money,
second.
That is the game you want to play.
We're not playing it.
All right.
I hate the Titans. I love Tennessee, but I hate the Titans.
Oh, we're playing this next one, though.
Georgia. Cleveland we'll at Oakland. Oakland by 2.5. Baker Mayfield. He sounds ever so British. Pick him, Blackjack.
You fucking pick Baker Mayfield on this, Blackjack, and our relationship is over.
You don't really pay a lot of attention to what goes on at your own company, do you?
Did you already pick him?
I released a goddamn video in front of a green screen yesterday afternoon taking them on the money line.
You know what? I remember that. I actually saw it this morning on the Twitter, and I liked it, or I retweeted it, one of those things.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Go check my timeline. It was good. It's a good video. I love those green screen videos.
Thank you.
I think, what do we call them? Where's the
Where's
money?
The action?
Where's the action?
Again, on top of everything going on at the company.
Listen. Very big.
I film it 15 feet away from where you sit.
So true. I think I saw you.
And I'm pretty loud. Yeah. I chugged a bottle of cheap champagne to do that video for you.
Well, I'm not sure you did it for me, and I'm not sure you needed the encouragement.
Listen. We have a person who shall remain nameless at the Action Network who I sent out and I said, get me a bottle of champagne for this video. He comes back with a warm bottle of $7 Prosecco.
Sounds like something Connor Davidson would do. Was it Connor Davidson?
Sure was. Sure was.
Connor Davidson's amazing.
The wheels have fallen off that kid in a hurry.
I know. He had potential.
He did. Then we hired him.
So according to you, in a video you may or may not have done on a...
Definitely did.
At a media company that I may or may not have influence at, you have already chosen the Cleveland Browns, which is disappointing.
No, it's not.
Because I think Oakland's the right side here.
I've got a really good reason. And it has nothing to do with Baker Mayfield, the Lord of Cornwall. It has everything to do with the Cleveland Browns defense. Okay, the Raiders went up against Miami, whose defense is okay. They've played well, and the Raiders couldn't get the job done there. They got totally stymied in the second half against the LA Rams. Cleveland's defense is really good. It's the one thing I think everyone can agree on about the Browns. It's really, really good. They can get pressure up front. The secondary has been fantastic in creating turnovers. I don't think the Raiders are going to be able to do much against the Browns' defense. And Mayfield, look, if you want to talk about Mayfield, he looked outstanding. Certainly some of that is the Jets weren't, I'm sure, totally prepared for him. It was kind of a moment that he came into, and he did really well. But, you know, he looks competent back there, man. I mean, he does. He looks accurate. He looks comfortable throwing on the run. I think that defense is enough to carry them past the Raiders. The Raiders are a mess.
Here's the difference between you and me.
6 inches?
One of many differences between you and me.
I'm not going to take it. It's low-hanging.
It's a low-hanging date. the difference between you and me, is you look at every game in a vacuum.
No.
I look at the numbers. You like...
The Browns' defense has been incredible all three games. And they're coming off 10 days rest. You get 10 days between games.
Listen. I've got the home team by less than field goal in a matchup in which I basically think they are evenly matched.
You think they're even? You think that Raiders defense...
That's what I said.
...is anywhere close to the Cleveland defense?
I think these are two teams that are okay.
I will agree with that, but they're okay in very different ways.
So what?
It's not a great matchup for Oakland. Oakland's defense is not very good, and their offense has been efficient, but hasn't been able to score.
Listen, this is the Blackjack Gets What He Wants episode, sponsored by HelloFresh. So I am going to give this to you, even though I will tell you, the bets I have made so far.
Do you want to make it a maybe? Because it's Cleveland. It is Cleveland.
No. Oh, now you're backtracking.
I'm just
saying.
Oh,
my God.
We've got like 6 games here.
I've never. Now I have heard you like.
Chad, the podcast is going to end in about 4 minutes if we do this.
I've heard you authentically laugh, and now I've heard you lack confidence.
I'm trying to get a program out of this.
No, I'm giving it to you.
This thing's going to end.
Well, some people might appreciate that.
Well, not really, Chad, because if they do, then they're not listening.
Georgina.
Seattle at Arizona, Seahawks by 3.
This game makes me throw up in my mouth.
Moving on.
New Orleans at New York Giants, Saints by 3.5.
I mean, the Giants are clearly the right side here. I will never bet them again.
Oh, so you won't bet the Giants again, but you'll jump on the Tennessee Titans bandwagon.
How many games? How many games do we have so far?
4.
Including the Browns?
Yeah.
All right, let's put the Giants on here. You like the Giants.
I do.
I do, too. I think it's the right side.
Chad Wheeler, baby. Chad Wheeler.
Seriously? Chad Wheeler, by the way. Jeff Schwartz had a great tweet today. Chad Wheeler says, or Jeff Schwartz pointed out, that he was the lowest-rated offensive lineman by Pro Football Focus last week.
Mm-hmm.
Gave up 3 sacks.
To J.J. Watt.
But the Giants won, so all of a sudden Chad Wheeler is better than Ereck Flowers.
No, hold on. Hold on. All right, see, now we need to talk about this. Did you watch that game entirely, or did you watch it on Red Zone?
I didn't watch a minute of that game.
Okay. I watched all of it.
When it was on Red Zone, I turned my back.
All right. I watched all of it. And in the first half, the difference in the Giants' offensive line was noticeable. They gave Eli Manning extra time, and he completed passes with ease. It was one of the most effective games he's ever had in his career. Over 80% completion in that game. And that's with J.J. Watt getting his 3 sacks in the second half. Okay? Chad Wheeler, first of all, he is a big son of a bitch. He is tall, flowing mane of hair. And he was way better than Ereck Flowers. Ereck Flowers was a revolving door. He was better. I'm not saying he was great, but if Chad Wheeler was the worst-rated offensive lineman last week, what in the hell does that say about Ereck Flowers?
Listen, I'm with you on the Giants.
I'm just glad Wheeler played well because I was worried they were going to call Schwartz to get him back out there.
Why are you checking your watch?
You want to look at it? It's Slack notifications. Maybe if you check them more often, you'd know what's going on at work.
We're taking the Giants. So now we have 5 games, but there's more
games. No, we said this was a maybe. Let's go through the rest of them. All Let's right. be thorough.
Can we make the Browns a maybe?
Yes, it was my suggestion.
When did you start working at the Action Network? Is this today your first day?
Are you drunk already? What are you even talking about?
Georgina.
San Francisco at Los Angeles Chargers. Los Angeles by 10.
That's crazy talk.
It is crazy.
Georgina knows it's crazy talk.
It is
crazy. Here's the problem. There's nothing to like about this. Like, clearly the Niners don't have a quarterback.
Oh, C.J. Beathard? Come on.
Yeah. See you later.
How much do they wish Teddy Bridgewater was still available?
Honest to God.
Right?
Nothing to say there.
Yeah, this game stinks.
Yeah. High heaven. Georgina.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Steelers by 3.
No advantage. Nobody's got any advantage here.
Yeah. We've both been on the Steelers in different weeks of this season. Both been disappointed by them.
Yep.
Steelers' offense is definitely better than Baltimore. Baltimore's defense is better. The line is 3, which is probably right where it should be. No interest.
We're value players, my friend.
Yeah, I got no interest here.
But we got a conversation coming up.
Yeah, I think we do.
Denver at Kansas City, Chiefs by 5. Did you know Kansas City isn't even in Kansas? What a country.
All right, I'm not going to sit here idly by and allow Georgina to take shots at the United States of America.
America.
Okay?
America.
This is our country. We love it dearly. I'm not going to have it, Georgina. I love you, but I love my country more.
I will say, Kansas City, great town.
Really?
Good barbecue.
Okay.
Really good music.
Way better than St. Louis, right?
Well, here's the thing. My whole family is
from Chicago. I threw that softball right over the middle for you.
I'm from Chicago. The problem is that my mom grew up in St. Louis. So my grandparents were in St. Louis. So every year for spring break, I would go to St. Louis to visit my grandparents. And
you can like your grandparents and hate St. Louis.
Right.
Okay. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed back in Chicago.
I think Kansas City might be a better town than St. Louis.
There it is. That's all I wanted.
In this game, however, I don't think Kansas City is the right side.
Agreed.
Albert Wilson, high five. There we go.
Let me tell you something. I have to get this off my chest.
Preach
because
it. Preach it.
The people who, it's times like this when I really, I hate the internet because I go on Twitter, and you know, I'm very active on Twitter.
You are.
And I have bet against the Kansas City Chiefs the last 2 weeks.
Me too.
And the Chiefs have lit the scoreboard up.
Lit it up.
And covered both spreads.
Bad news.
And people just want to jump on me and say, why do you hate Pat Mahomes? Why aren't you on board with him? Well, I'm not on board because I don't think he's throwing 6,000 yards and 80 touchdowns.
That was a stupid stat.
I mean, like, I just don't know what people are thinking. He's had a great start to the season. Fantastic. Unbelievable. But at some point, it's coming back to earth. It just is. So I'd like to be on the other team the week it does. Also, in case you guys haven't noticed when you're watching Pat Mahomes throw all these touchdowns, their defense stinks. It's awful. They're in shootouts every week and should be on their hands and knees thanking the good Lord that Patrick Mahomes has thrown for 14 touchdowns because they need every one of them.
These are your options right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. You know that bookmakers are inflating the line for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're going to play a Chiefs game, you have to play the other side because that is where the value is going to be. If you mm-hmm. don't – if you don't want to – like if you're too invested in the Chiefs, just pass. But to me, the right side here
– it's Denver. It's absolutely Denver.
All right.
I mean, this game is Denver's defense is going to be able to get pressure without having to pull these stunts that other teams have to pull. I mean, they're just going to do it. Also, this game is in Denver, okay? That is a tough place to play. I would say it's one of the four toughest stadiums in the NFL to travel to.
Can we review? Because we got a decision to make.
We do.
We are on the Colts -1 over the Houston Texans.
Yep.
We are on the Patriots, Jesus Christ, -6.5 over the Miami Dolphins. We are on the Bengals +5 against the Falcons. And we are on the Broncos +5 at home against the Chiefs. We have two maybes on the board. We have Cleveland at Oakland, Cleveland +2.5. And we have the Giants +3.5 against the Saints. To me, it's a no-brainer. Like, there's two things going on here.
I just want to say we're fucked either way. Because we're either taking the Cleveland Browns on the road or we're taking the New York Giants against the New Orleans Saints. So either way.
We're going with the Gents.
This game is going to shaft us. I would lean that way as well.
All right, here we go. That's it. That is done. This is our...
3 out of 4 weeks, we're on the Giants.
This and the Colts and the Bengals. And people wonder why we're like below 500.
You know what? The Colts and the Bengals have cashed for us. The Giants haven't.
It's true. Here we go, people. This is our final roundup. We got the Denver Broncos +5 against the Kansas City Chiefs. We got the New York Giants +3.5 against the New Orleans Saints. We have the Indianapolis Colts -1 against the Houston Texans. We have the New England Patriots -6.5 against the Miami Dolphins, and we have the Cincinnati Bengals +5.
You know what the crazy thing is?
Against the Atlanta Falcons.
We just took the Giants. Both of us agreed that was the better pick. We both have New Orleans Saints Super Bowl futures.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that
tells you what you're dealing with here.
I have a Houston Texans.
All right. Well, I told you that was a mistake.
Turns out you might be right.
This is something.
It's something. You know, but you never know. Like each week you got to look at the numbers.
I'm with you. I think the Giants Saints game is probably going to be a shootout, and I think that
it's the right side.
I think this is the week you see Beckham like just go off. I think he scores 2 touchdowns, gets like 135 yards.
I'm with you, brother. Here we go. This has been the Favorites Podcast, the Super Contest Edition. I am Chad Millen from the Action Network. We were joined by my best friend in the world, Black Jack Fletcher. We have shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Check out our website, actionnetwork.com. Go to our app, the Action Network app. From Blackjack, from me, thanks for joining us. See you on Monday when I'll be with Jeff Schwartz and Paul LaDuca. We'll be recapping the weekend and looking ahead to week 2 with our 9-team $20,000 parlay. Till next time.